development business, and we want to shape it, maybe not have too much of one type of development over another. But I think it's market driven, and we have to remember that we are a capitalistic society, and we live in a market driven economy. Now, that being said, if it was up to the developers, they would just build, you know, tens of thousands of houses on lots the size of a postage stamp in Fairhope. So we have to control it to some degree. But, you know, what exactly a development looks like is usually up to the creator of not that creator, the creator
of the development.
Not the one above.
The development, yeah. Right.
So last night I went to the City of Fairhope YouTube channel and fast-forwarded down near the end of the meeting to catch the motel, which was moved.
It was
to
item F, so you
the,
were right to do that. Well, F or G, and so maybe it was G. And so, yeah, you went right past it because there
were
a big crowd of people there for that informal hearing. That was a public hearing, and it was an informal one, meaning there was going to be no vote taken on that. And
it really wasn't a public hearing. It just said informal review. It didn't.
But they had an open hearing. There was a hearing. They opened it up to public comment.
Oh, good. Okay.
Many people spoke.
Well, I've got it queued up. Can I play a bit of it for me and the audience to see what?
Well,
The gentleman was
your
proposing.
Station. Sure, you can.
It was a 39-unit motel at the corner of Bayview and Fairhope Avenue, where an old house is, on 0.06 acres.
I think it was 0.6, but
0.6, a half. Six, but still, yes. A half acre.
But not much different between 0.06 and 0.6 when you're talking about that development.
What I meant was, a half acre. So let's just play a bit of it, and then I want to get your input.
Okay.
I want to talk about the rooftop terrace, because I saw all that part, too. But this is at the beginning of the meeting to see what the gentleman...
The informal review, we have been asked to move that to the beginning of the agenda. So we're going to start with item H, which is item IR-2101. And it's the request by Faber Engineering on behalf of the owner for an informal review of the Monarch Hotel, a 39-unit project. It's located on Fairhope, northeast corner of Bayview and Fairhope Avenue, and approximately 0.6 acres. And just to, Hunter will walk through just the process that projects like this go through, but just to note that this is not actually being proposed at this point. This is an informal review where people have a concept, they bring it in front of the Planning Commission for feedback. But it's not yet public hearing, not yet fully formed.
Thank you, Chairman. And that in and of itself is, without a public hearing, I know we just had some conversations about people speaking against it. So even what we've reviewed at staff, this is going to change. But during that review, we received a site plan review, which would have came to the Planning Commission and then ultimately to the Council for approval or denial. During that review, there were things that we typically do in our review process where we said, well, this doesn't work as proposed, but there were a couple of other things that came up that we couldn't answer. So the applicant agreed to put this on the agenda for an informal review to ask the Planning Commission those questions. So I'm going to kind of go through this. Then the application was for a 39-unit hotel at the subject property. For reference, the zoning map on the left is the currently three lots. There are two houses on...
Okay, what we're going to do, because this is highly a visual,
right?
Jack, will you recap what this proposal was, which was... an informal review, and then tell me why there was no paperwork included in the press package on this.
I'll go straight to that question. I can't tell you why there was no paperwork included in the press package.
You're not on the commission.
I'm not on the Planning Commission right now. My turn will rotate on in about a year. You know, informal hearings is not something that they, at the end of, they take a vote. So they were just wanting to get public opinion and educate the public also, and also inform the Planning Commission of maybe what the staff thinks about the project, and also get feedback from the Planning Commission so that the staff and the developer can shape their project based on that input. Now, shaping that project could be anything from, you know, canceling it to trying to push through whatever it is that they want to get pushed through. But I think it was, the message was very clear last night from both the Planning Commission members that they were not in favor of many components of that. I mean, let's be honest, 39 rooms on 0.6 acres, you know, it would have required a tremendous amount of on-street parking, of which there's just not enough of. And then if you try to put the parking on the lot itself, because it's a commercial development and a lot of trees would have to be removed, which are not allowed, some of these treasured trees and on commercial developments to be removed, it limits the parking. So I think, you know, first and foremost, the parking would limit a development of that size at that location. Secondly, it is important to state, though, that that is zoned B2B, or B3B, and a hotel is allowed by right. So by right, if they went to that spot and they could meet all the rules and regulations that go along with that zoning, setbacks is another issue, things such as that, then they could. But it just, they're not going to be able to accomplish all of that on that piece of land.
Question.
It's just almost virtually
right.
impossible. What they can accommodate remains to be seen, you know, by their imagination. What can they squeeze on that? I'm sure they're going to squeeze everything they can, but there are some severe limitations to that.
What are the vertical limits to that piece of property?
It's not that piece of property in general. It's in that zone and in the city.
Yeah, well, okay.
You know, it's 40 feet downtown, and they never brought up the height restriction in
that would
that
be considered
area.
Central Business District, wouldn't it?
I
so it'd be 40 feet.
Don't know
maybe,
that that's
maybe
Central
not.
Business District. I don't recall if that's Central Business District. It didn't come up last night, which
okay.
was something
right.
I was looking for. If it is, let's just... We can talk, and if it is CBD, it would be 40 feet. I think it's 35 feet elsewhere, though.
Okay.
So even shorter.
Yeah, it's shorter. It's certainly not more. It'd be less.
Okay.
How long has this piece of property, which is a residence at the corner of Bayview and Fairhope Avenue, how long has it been zoned B3B?
I can't answer that, Lori.
Okay, so
I'd just be guessing.
I see,
I don't
okay.
recall.
Because there are some businesses on Fairhope Avenue heading down towards the pier, but then it's heavily residential, and Bayview, at that corner is the entrance to perhaps one of the most exclusive streets in Fairhope to
have a
multi-million dollar Bayview home.
Well, it's not only that, it's adjacent to a park, a four-acre park, which is adjacent to another park, or two mm-hmm. other parks, which is adjacent to the pier, and it's one of the most iconic locations. You know, we talked about the clock corner for a long, long time, but you could look at that intersection as one of the most iconic in the whole city as well. So there were a lot of people concerned with what's going to go on there. Now, you know, by right, it is zone B3B, and something can take place there, but you know, can they turn that into a hotel and make that you know, can they get a return on the investment there? I just don't know. They're really trying to squeeze a lot on 0.6 acres, and as you know, the city shot down another development that was on Magnolia Street, not too far from that location, that had a very, very high density as well.
Okay. So it says here in the paperwork at last night's presentation that, interestingly enough, even though the zoning will allow a hotel, a bed and breakfast is not. So perhaps we need to address a zoning amendment for that.
Yes. I mean, all of that can be addressed. What you have to be careful of, though, is if they've already put in their application, there's, you know, at least in that particular on that particular lot, if they've already made an application, that, you know, you can't retroactively impose anything on them.
I have a question which, unless I misunderstand, I think should be addressed and changed, and that is parking downtown. Is it true that if a new business is developed in the Central Business District, which is primarily downtown, street parking is all they have to provide? Is that right?
I'm not so sure that they even have to provide street parking
if it's
retail or commercial.
They do not have to provide their own parking. Street parking
right.
will suffice.
That's correct. That's correct.
What's wrong with that picture? We already don't have enough street parking.
Well, I think that that's pretty common, as much as I hate to say it, in any city.
Really?
Well, in any city in America. Well, if you take a, I'll just take an extreme example, but you can take anything between the example I'm going to give and what we have, is if you are in a downtown, any urban setting, and you have, a 50-story building, well, it's obvious that people cannot provide on-street parking for everybody that's going to occupy a 50-story building. They couldn't even provide it for a 5-story or even a 3-story building.
Sure.
So that's why it's so important for people to utilize the parking garage downtown.
There's not that many open spaces in the parking garage, especially when we have an issue going on.
I've never had a problem parking there.
There's a lot more empty parking spaces than full spaces.
But they say reserved for Hampton Inn guests.
Well, but the hotel parking...
No, half of them say reserved for Hampton Inn, and the other half are largely empty.
Can you tell me, other than maybe a holiday event, Lori, when is the last time you went in the parking garage and could not find a spot? Can you tell me that?
On the bottom level,
the parking garage. Come on now. I'm not talking about... There you go, wanting to park at the front door of your radio
station.
That's
right.
Anywhere in the parking garage. Let's not make it an issue unless it's really an issue. And I have...
Parking
never,
downtown is an issue.
Park in the parking garage. I park there here. I park there just about every time I come downtown. And, and I have never... ever failed to find a spot. The only time I couldn't find a parking spot in that parking garage was during Arts and Crafts.
Right,
that's
an event,
the only time.
I had one time at Arts and Crafts when I couldn't find a spot. But the other times, that's where I park, usually up on the top floor.
Fourth floor. And I have to park there. And I've actually found, most of the time, I find a place during Arts and Crafts. Mm-hmm. So, and in the hotel signs that are there during the day, the hotel guests are typically not there during the day. 75% of those spots are open, and I'm not encouraging you to park in the Hampton Inn parking spots, but I've never seen anybody get towed from one of those spots.
Okay. Yeah. So I apologize for diverting to get back to last night. You texted me this morning that as it is now, this idea of the motel is not going
in its current form. I can't say the idea of the motel. I can only speak of the way it was presented, it won't happen.
What are some of the concerns that were expressed by residents? That it looked like a packed house from what I could see.
Oh, it was extremely packed house. Yeah. Yes, it was a very, very packed room.
What were their concerns? And were they residents of Bayview or nearby?
All around. I would say predominantly they were residents that lived near the location. At least I saw, seemed like everybody I knew, and I don't know everybody that lives in that area, but you know, Lori, I know a lot of people in this town, and there were certainly a lot of the people that live in that vicinity. But I think that it was people that also live in other parts of the city that were there as well. They were concerned, I think, mostly with parking, mostly with the density. There were comments made about, you know, even the site plan, how it had, you know, it wasn't facing the bay, it was facing the side street. But you know, those are things that, you know, you may not like the type of shutter I have on my house. You can't really govern that to a degree, unless we had an architectural review board in the city, and now you're really opening up a can of worms.
Oh, there's a picture of it.
Oh, yeah. When they put that picture on the screen, people gasped, and there were a lot of comments kind of blurted out, let me say.
Sticks out like a sore thumb.
Well, it does, but I don't even know how. I look at that and I think, how does that fit on 0.6 acres? 0.6 acres. My home sits on 0.5.
Right.
And I don't consider myself having a very big lot. I mean, my neighbors are, you know, their bedroom's 30 feet away from my bedroom, probably.
They're going to provide 20 on-site spaces at a bike rack, and then 44 on-street parking spaces exist. So this is the paperwork I was looking for.
Yeah, okay.
Which was left out of what's called the press package.
Yeah, those things should be included in, you know, I can say something, Lori, to the staff and to the mayor about.
Well, it could have
that.
Just been a mistake.
Well, it could have been a mistake. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't anything that they meant to do to upset anybody, but we could just make sure that they're aware. You know,
even an informal review, this looks pretty formal to me.
Yeah.
That should be in the press packet.
It was a long, It was a long review. Hey, are we still on Swap Shop?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. They just probably feel like they're interrupting us. And
no, I want to. Can I put something on Swap
Shop? Of course you can. Absolutely. But I have one more thing I want to get to about this, if I can wrap it up.
Sure.
Real quick. Since people get on social media and complain all the time, yesterday it was my mission to help explain to them, when you go to look at the agenda, click on press package or packet, which most people wouldn't do because they're not press. So I think that should be changed to info packet or details.
That's a great idea.
Because there were 174 pages that give all of the background and all what goes into these proposals.
Right.
And I spent 30 minutes looking for the paperwork which was not there.
I went to the website, and I got on it last night while I was sitting in the meeting, and I pulled up the meeting. It had the agenda and all the paperwork with it. It was, like you said, it was 176 or 177 pages. Took it a little while to download on my computer, and I just scrolled all the way down through all of it. I don't know that I saw that particular page because there was so much that I was looking at, but I do know that I was at the city's website, and I did pull it up, and it did have every bit of the information with it.
It's very nice the way all of that information is provided, and I want regular, normal residents to know that information is there.
Right.
Because it's really info, details, you know, not just for the press anymore.
Right, it should be information. I agree with that. That could be a little misleading.
That's okay. I mean, times have changed.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody, there was nothing sinister, sure.
Of course not.
It was on the city's webpage. All you had to do was go and look for it.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, you didn't have to have a password to get to that.
Right. It wasn't, you know, on a back page. And it was there. I mean, it was there.
I'm glad it's there. And I just think I'm trying to make more people aware of it so that they can look at it before they start accusing y'all of taking kickbacks for developments. if you look at all that paperwork, you'll see. I mean, it's very, very clear. Yeah. So what did you want to put on tomorrow?
Well, I have a, Lori, I have a used Whirlpool electric stove and oven.
Okay.
And I have a matching Whirlpool under the counter mount microwave oven. They are definitely used, but they are in working condition. And they're free.
Free?
They're for free.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Your phone's going to go crazy. What's your number?
It's 251-510-4496.
Oh, 96.
Yep.
Okay. 510-4496. Swap Shop, thank you for holding. Good morning.
Hey, Lori, it's Sally. I had to turn the radio off to call. What's for free?
A Whirlpool electric stove and oven with matching Whirlpool under counter microwave. In used condition, but they work.
Okay. I called to put Peggy Duck Branch on the birthday list.
Okay. Well, a happy, happy birthday to Peggy Branch.
Thank you.
Very good. Bye. Thank you, Sally. Have a great day.
Welcome. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Jack, is that one unit, or is that a push-in stove, or is that two units? The stovetop and
It's one unit. It's one unit. Okay. It's freestanding.
Freestanding. Okay.
Freestanding, 30-inch, standard 30-inch width. Okay. They are white, if you wanted to put that on there. Okay. Somebody may want to know what the color is.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Also, now we've only got like 4 minutes left.
Yeah, let's talk about you want to go back to the meeting and talk
the
about
rooftop
what?
Terrace.
Rooftop terrace.
A lot of time was spent on that, and it seemed to get confusing, even though it was spelled out in black and white.
I thought it was fairly simple, and I really thought that I was a little bit disappointed that it wasn't recommended for approval, and we could have massaged some of those words. There was one question about, well, what if somebody puts a tent up there? Well, I mean, if somebody puts a tent up there and it blows over, what's the difference in putting a tent on ground level and it blowing down the street? Anything can blow away from a rooftop or from a ground or a first floor, second floor. Mm-hmm. So You know, I kind of thought, I really thought that it shouldn't have been held up for that. There was a little bit of language in there. They said, do we need to spell it out, that, you know, what percentage could be covered area? Because, you know, if it's on the second floor, if you have a terrace on the second floor, it could all be covered. So
That's where it got confusing. Yeah. I wondered who said that, because if you looked at the paperwork in the very beginning, this really was kind of about an exception to the height limit, wasn't right. it?
It was an exception. It was two things. Number one, if you have a rooftop terrace, it doesn't count as
a floor because we only can allow
3 floors in the CBD with a height limit of 40 feet.
Okay.
And so if you're standing on the roof, it doesn't count as a floor. It's not habitable. You can't live there. You can't have bedrooms there.
Right.
It's,
but
it's
I thought I saw space. There's still a 40-foot limit for the terrace.
It is, with the exception, and this was the second key component.
The elevators and the stairs.
If you have an elevator shaft, because you have to have ADA compliance, you have to have a way for people, to, if they're handicapped, to get off of that rooftop terrace. So rather than make that a shaft or whatever you have to have go to whatever infinity, we allowed a 5-foot exception, as so long as it doesn't cover 7.5% of the space of the mm-hmm. roof. So you could go up to 45 feet for stairs or elevator shaft, only 45. So you're talking, you can go up to that as long as you don't cover more than 7.5% of the roof.
Okay, because originally I thought this is about exception to the height limit, but it's really not. The terrace can't be higher than that.
No, it can't exceed 40 feet in height.
Okay,
but that's the terrace. I mean, I would think you could go an extra 8 feet for an elevator shaft.
We didn't even do that. We only went 5 feet.
Yeah,
we kept it extremely limited.
So only short people can go to the roof.
Well, what it is the roof, the terrace may not be at 40 feet. So your terrace may be at 37 feet, and then your elevator shaft goes to 45.
Is there a specific request?
We have had many inquiries about rooftop terraces as people are looking to develop downtown.
Is it only commercial, or can it be residential?
Well, this only applies in the CBD, and it only applies for something that is zoned B2.
Okay, so that is the central business district.
Yeah, so it would be commercial business.
Okay. Well, but what about the mixed commercial business residence?
Where you have a commercial on the bottom and a residence on
the
top.
Well, for mixed use, I would think that would be commercial as well, yes.
Okay, so like the folks, let's take Delamar, for example,
right.
which is mixed use. It's mostly business, but residence up on top.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they have a terrace up on top to look out?
I think they could, as long as they fit this.
So where does it stand?
Some rewording, and they tabled it. And really, I wasn't so upset that they tabled it and wanted to do it. But the problem is, for me, is that the planning commission process takes too long. You know, it's... You have to get it on the agenda a month ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and how many times do they walk things onto the city council agenda? And we meet every 2 weeks, and we always allow it. And, you know, if the city, even as a council member, if I wanted to bring something to them and say, hey, get this on the next agenda, I tried to get it on in November, and 3 weeks before the meeting. 3 weeks. And they turned me down.
Get what?
Put that hearing,
discussion
on the agenda. And, you missed the deadline, Jack. Wait a uh-huh. minute. You bring things to me when I was council president the day of, and you want us to not only hear it, you want us to vote on it, and you can't get something on there in 3 weeks?
Well, I mean, you are the council. Maybe you need to change some of the rules.
I think that's what it's going to take. It's just that, you know what, I'll fix that. I'll fix the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
I mean,
you know, if the council wants to get something on there, that we have a little bit of leeway to do that.
Yeah, well, with all the development, if it will help in the long run. You know,
right.
That makes
sense. We don't do it every day. In fact, we almost never do it. Probably hadn't done that in 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, you know, things that people are waiting on. They're waiting on answers. And it really is slowing things up. And I think that they could have found a way. And I didn't really care for one of the comments that, 8:00. Well, guess what? You moved something at the bottom of the agenda to the top of the agenda that took an hour. So right. It would have only been 6:30 if you'd have gone in the agenda order.
I could tell at that point there was likely some fatigue because, as I said, points that were made very clear were then questioned.
Well, do you, just because you're fatigued at the end of the meeting, do you not give the latter agenda items the same type of consideration that you give the ones at the beginning? That's hey, I'm sorry, but that's just the job.
Okay.
That's,
yeah.
Parting thoughts. It's 10:01, and we have to wrap up.
We've got
and we have
investing
a
in the
talk
new economy
show.
Coming up here in a few minutes. So.
Hey, there you go.
So that's it. Anything else?
No, I just want to tell everybody to have a happy holidays. A wonderful Christmas parade on last Friday.
Oh, that was fun.
It was amazing.
I got to enjoy it as a spectator for the first time in, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
I thought you were going to be up on the balcony broadcasting.
Mark and Leslie Ann Tarabella were on the balcony.
What balcony were you on?
We were up over the French Quarter balcony.
Right next door. Right next door to where we usually are.
You know, I may have been looking the other direction when we went by. We only went by once.
It's pretty hectic when you're in the parade.
Yeah.
It's hard to see everybody.
You got those 4 or 5 kids waiting on that candy, and you're sitting there trying to toss one to everybody so they don't look at you like, well, you threw it to the kid next to me, but I didn't get anything.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack. I really appreciate your response. I texted him at like 7:30 this morning about this, and here you are. So
you're welcome.
We appreciate that very much.